What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Dwight Perry, Waffle Terry, we've been on the Boss Man Show. I was so kind. Coach, good to see you again, brother. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Always good to be here, man. You know, you good people. So enjoy talking some ball, talking sports. Obviously in the middle towards the back end of conference play. So gearing up for this final home stretch, but still excited about everything.
No doubt, man. 26 games in, Coach, you know. So I know it's just late February heading into March, man. So how do you kind of keep the guys fresh? Are you still doing less live stuff now, kind of more half court to kind of keep guys fresh? Because you don't get nobody hurt before that so-called tournament coming up real soon.
Nah, no question. I mean, that's right. That's the classic. It's the battle and the balance. You want guys to stay sharp and be crisp. But, like it doesn't matter how sharp and crisp you are in practice if guys aren't ready to roll and guys' bodies aren't feeling fresh for the games. So, yeah, that's definitely the battle. We kind of mix and match, not doing as much live as probably we were in the preseason and early part of non-conference, but still sprinkling in some live play just so that guys can obviously still feel that contact a little bit and still feel confident, right, going out there and playing, because you also don't want them to be rusty with that feeling as well. But I think more than the physical is guys mentally and emotionally staying fresh. You know, we try, whether it's shoot arounds, practice, you know, again, let guys have their music going as long as it's clean, you know, which, you know, that's a different story in itself. But let guys kind of have their personality shine, have their music going, keep the energy high, because like you just said, it's a long season. And, you know, for a lot of our guys, they've been going through a lot, not only wins and losses, but, you know, guys going through different ailments of like injuries and the ups and downs that any player has through the season. We all know, regardless, nothing's ever seamless or perfect. So the biggest thing is just trying to bring some light and positivity and joy every day, right? Win or lose, of trying to have these guys feeling excited, because at the end of the day, the most important thing is that guys are having a good time and enjoying themselves. We all know winning, right, directly goes with that. But we also know, right, like if you only focus on the winning and you kind of don't even worry about the joy and the fun, then it's hard to sustain that success. So, again, like our whole program, our biggest thing is just bringing that joy every day in practice.
No doubt, man. Like you said, like, you know, what's funny, man. I was sitting on the bench with one of my friends for a game, man. I helped out that day. I was doing stats and charts and stuff. I was actually working, you feel me? But it was like, because with the Hawks, I don't do that. But
yep.
It was the first time I felt like a part of a win in a long time where I actually had a part of it. And I said, man, I ain't felt this since I was in college.
You know? Yeah, it's nothing like it, man. I mean, like you just said, being a part of a team, and obviously the other side of that is the losses hurt, right? Like you feel those losses a lot more after the game. But like you just said, man, like anyone who's been around a team, when you have that camaraderie with a group of people and you get that win, man, that's awesome. Like in a positive way, it's like a drug. It's addicting to get that. And that's why when you get it, you know, your habits, you try to get as many people around so that you can keep having that feeling because it is fun.
And it was a funny thing. I felt bad at first. We was down by 18 in the first half. Like, am I the bad luck charm?
Bad luck.
Second half with the overtime and then going overtime. Like, so trust me, it's me, man. Everything I used to feel when I played, like, man. But get that win, get out there with a win on the road. It was a road game, too. I'll help it out.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, winning on the road is fun.
Yeah, turning up. It was a truly fun experience, man. Like you said, bring that joy is very important. And also, man, like you know how his coach, like you start in July or June, so it's basketball is pretty much becoming a year round sport. And I can talk about keeping guys fresh, and healthy, man. Like it's really a long year for these guys. And trying to figure out how much to play, how much not to play, rest versus rust, you know, workouts and sprinting. So for you, I don't envy your job trying to figure out how to make this June to March to April thing work the way it is right now.
Oh, yeah. It's tricky. I mean, you know, back when I played and I was in college, there was no, right, team workouts in the summer. You would lift, you would play pickup, and all that would take place in the fall. And now with the rule changes, like you said, it could be year-round. One thing we try to do with that is we don't really do team workouts in the summertime. We did this summer because we went on a foreign trip to Egypt and Greece. But most summers, every summer, we're really big into skill development and getting guys individually better. And we just feel like if we can get 10% better, a guy can get 10% better every offseason. If the whole team, each guy can do that, just that in itself, that growth is going to make our team better without us doing team workouts, without us, you know, working on shell drill and defense and offense as a team. But it's also a commitment to our guys because when the school year starts, it is all team. It's all about what impacts us directly the most and helping the team win. But as soon as the year ends, it is more individually based. And I think that there's a give and take with that. And like you're saying, like, I think that allows our guys for it not to feel so stale and be so monotonous and in a room, like, you know, overkill when it's always practice 24/7, even though basketball is 24/7, 365, right? You can still, like you're saying, keep it fresh so that guys are still feeling excited and it's not kind of getting stale after a while because it is a year round grind.
No doubt, man. Your guys did a great job. I know you had a tough November, but your guys bounced back. It's about the resilience of your guys, man, to get to the point where you are 14-12, 8-5 in the SoCon after a tough November and not letting that non-con get in their heads.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long year, you know, for us start, like you were saying, starting in November, you know, definitely took some losses that I think everyone in our program knows, like we really shouldn't have taken, would have liked to have not taken, but we did. And the biggest thing we talked about, you know, through that whole journey is it's exactly that. It's a journey and there's a process and right. There's adversity. Every team faces adversity and this is our form of adversity. But if we keep working through it and use it to come together and work harder on the other side of that, we're probably going to be better suited and better prepared than if we just played, right, a bunch of easy teams because we played a top 50 non-conference schedule in the whole country. And, you know, we faced a lot of really good teams. A lot of them were on the road. But I think, you know, by doing that, even though we didn't win some of those games and we still should have won, I think it also helped us for our conference play. And we have one of the best records or best road records in our league in conference play right now. You know, we've beaten Furman on the road, who's a good team. Greensboro on the road is a good team. East Tennessee State on the road is a good team. Mercer, you know, we've had a lot of really good road wins in conference play. And obviously, you know, we beat St. Louis right before Christmas. And I think a big part of that goes back to, again, the adversity and the tough times we faced in non-conference. And that's huge. Our credit to our guys, because I think a lot of guys and a lot of teams would have let those losses affect them and kind of get down. But our guys just kept a great attitude and stayed working hard. And, I mean, I think we're reaping the benefits of those tough times right now.
No doubt. And it had to be galvanizing to win OT in Citadel, win on the road at Mercer, a tough place to play down in Mercer as well. So just get as these games become more and more important, having these little teaching points and little things to draw back from, hey, we won a tougher game in Citadel, tough game in Mercer. So, like, when these games become more and more important, more close down the stretch, man, you guys can really can tap into that. We've been here before.
100%. And that's what it's about, especially this time of year, I think. The best teams are still in a pursuit to try to get better. And on one hand, there's only 5 games left in the regular season, so the end is near. But on the other hand, right, 5 games, that's still about 3 weeks in the regular season left. There's still ways to get better and improve. And I think, again, a credit to our guys for staying with it, because some of those games that you just mentioned, I don't think we're winning a month or 2 months ago. But our guys have continued to stay with it.
No doubt, man. And what I'm watching on film, Dwight, man, watching you on film, man, like, your guys are really popping. Like, I feel like you're doing things with a purpose, man. Yeah. Everything has a reason to it. Without this, we're not here doing so willy-nilly. It's all for a reason. And I think that's great when you watch the film of you guys. Like, it's a purposeful movements out here. It's not just we out here. We know what we're doing. We're confident in what we're doing offensively, defensively. We have active hands. We're important. Attack defenses on own points. So, man, you're doing a hell of a job. And I think you guys really locked in while we're watching on film from my point of view.
I appreciate it. That means a lot, because that's – we try to go about things that way. Like, you mean, the words you mentioned of obviously having purpose, trying to be intentional about what we do. And, you know, I think that's huge. And we tell our guys, like, when we have practices and we have our practice plan and guys see the practice plan and we're watching film, like, we tell them, hey, this is why we're working on these parts of the game in practice. You know, when we're watching film, hey, this is why, right? These are areas that are important to us. Like, I think, you know, a lot of times, and as we all know, times have changed. I think you can't just tell, you know, any player, whether it's professional or college or high school, like, hey, this is what you're doing. I'm the coach, and do it because I said so. Like, in the moment, like, you may be able to get them there, but, like, long-term, guys, girls, anyone nowadays, they don't respond to that. And so I think when you do on the other side of that, like you're saying, guys know why they're doing it. They have a purpose. They have more pop. Now they know why, and now they can do it not only better but harder. And I just think that makes you a better team. And that's the biggest thing. What helps us be a better team? And I think having that communication to your players is really a big part of that.
And also, you're sharing the ball very well, too. You're sharing the sugar. And you and I both know from playing, man, if we get the ball, we get more energy. It's human nature. You know what? I'm going to defend harder. I touch the ball other than the floor. It's human nature. But you do a good job sharing the sugar, man. And then talk about that piece, getting guys to buy into that. Hey, if we all move the ball, touch the ball, we'll be better overall.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, with our offense, different guys have stepped up from a points production standpoint every night. And I think, to your point, guys sharing the ball, they know, right, going into a game, we've all played sports. We all know, like, there's just times where, like, you know, you have these teams or you have teammates where he has the ball, he's a really good player, but you just know you're not getting the ball, or, like, guys know the ball's really not coming to him. And, you know, I just think not only offensively is that kind of demoralizing, but it builds over to defense. You know, we all know when you share the ball, like you're saying, the ball has energy. Not only is that better for your offense, I think that keeps guys more engaged, and I think they're more willing to play harder defensively. When everyone's sharing the ball and they feel the ball, it doesn't even have to mean they score it, but just being a part of the offense and a part of the game plan and attacking, I just think, like you said, it gives more energy. Guys have more juice, and I just think it's more fun that way when everyone feels like they're involved into the game plan.
No doubt, man. I'm honest. Look, if I came off a good pin down or a down screen, I got on a DH over open three, I feel better defending and fight over a screen. I really feel better doing that.
Man, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Hey, I got me a three. I feel better. Go down there and fight with your man.
That ball goes through the net and you feel good. It allows you to get in a better stance on defense, man.
100%. Hey, I'm honest with that. I'm honest with that. I'll lie about it. Yes, that man, that he make me go harder.
You and almost any player that's ever played the game.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And Coach, you're doing a great job rebounding the basketball too, man. That's very important too. Clashing the glass in the offensive glass as well. And also, we know how it is, man. You need to defend 29 seconds. And dadgummit, you don't get the rebound, it deflates you. So keep hoping the one shot, get the possession back, do what you gotta do. So you're doing a good job on the boards. Talk about how you guys really improving that area over the year, man.
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's twofold. Like you were saying, when you're on defense and you work for 29 seconds and they get the offensive rebound, it's demoralizing. Well, we wanted to take that same approach on offense. We want to make sure we get the defensive rebound. But on the other end, if something like giving up an offensive rebound is demoralizing, well, what better way when we're on offense than when the shot goes up and they've worked hard to us get the offensive rebound? And we're going against a defense that is now demoralized, just like we talked about. We don't want to be on when we're on defense. And so, again, I think the biggest thing for us, it's been a mindset. Like, there's definitely a technical side of it to where you have to block out. We all know that. But in my opinion, the best teams I've been around, best rebounding teams, honestly, are a group of guys that want to go and get the ball. And from a defensive standpoint, you know, you have to be tough. You have to block out, but you got to be willing to stick your nose in there and get it. And then on the offensive end, again, there's like very little teaching. It's, hey, this is our job. We need to get the shot when it goes up and we don't get it. We need to get it back. And we just got to have that mentality. And again, as we all know, the best shooters in the world, right? Like Steph Curry shoots 40% from three. He's still missing 60% of the shots that he shoots. And he's one of the best shooters in the world. So if 60% of the time the ball's not going in, that's 60% of the time we have chances to get that back. And so I think the biggest thing, again, is way more of a mentality. Our guys have embraced that. And like we all know, when you have success and you see them feel the success, it just allows you to keep doing, you know, what gave you that success more and more. And again, credit to our guys. They've done a really good job, like you just mentioned, rebounding the ball offensively and defensively this year.
And do a heck of a job valuing the ball, too. As my dad always say, you have the whole organization in your hand when you get the ball. Don't throw that sucker away. And so you're doing a good job of living your turnovers, man, and leveling the game. So talk about that piece as well, Dwight, man, how valuing that basketball, making the right play, making the right reads, not getting in crowded spaces, having good interior passes where you don't get clogged up that way so you can keep the ball, not give up them pick sixes where you just can't defend that. No, what we do? You can't defend the pick sixes. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Like those, like you just said, I mean, those are costly points. And we all know in conference play this time of year, I mean, all these games are decided by, right, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. And if you have pick sixes, like that's just a gift to the other team. And so, I mean, valuing the basketball is something we've talked about. And I think we still got to be even better. We've been good. But I think, you know, like you just mentioned, and like your dad has said, like, I mean, it's just such a fundamental part of basketball, and we shoot the ball so well. So, I mean, it's like a double loss for us. Not only if we turn the ball over, are we now putting our defense in a tough spot, but because we shoot the ball so well, if we're turning it over, we're giving up points that we would probably score. And so I just think, you know, the extra possession games are huge, right? Like being able to create turnovers and limit your turnovers is a big part about winning the possession battle and being able to get offensive rebounds and eliminate offensive rebounds for the other team is the other way to just gain possessions. And so I think we all know how basketball and like all sports, like you can play fast, you can play slow, you can, you know, shoot threes, you can, you know, try to get a lot of layups and dunks. Regardless, if you take care of the ball and don't turn it over and you rebound the ball, I just think you give yourself a great chance to win no matter how you decide to play.
100%, man. And like I said, Dwight, man, your confidence is so tough. You got 16 over 500, ranging from 10-3 to 7-6. Talk about this gauntlet, man, of SoCon and how folks need to understand it's some great ball going on in SoCon. It's tough every man. Night. Even my man Andrew from Georgia here, BMI, 6-7, yep. Right there. So it's like it's a tough out every night in SoCon.
Yeah, it's a really good league. I think there's 32 leagues in the whole country, 32 D1 leagues, and we're 13th. We're like a top five mid-major league in the whole country. And a big part of that is we have really good players, but we also have really good coaches in the league. And there's a lot of tradition in the SoCon. And you mentioned a lot of those teams. And there's familiarity. We know each other really well. But, yeah, it's a gauntlet. And there's a lot of teams that are really good that have had success, that have obviously had success in the tournament. You know, us being in the tournament five times in the last decade or so is a big part of that SoCon tradition. But, yeah, it's a really good league. And so every single night we talk about it with our guys, no matter who you're playing, home or away, you got to be ready to roll. And just because you're playing at home doesn't guarantee you anything.
No, nothing.
You know? But you also got to have the confidence, too. Even though you go on the road, no matter who we're playing on the road, we feel great about, you know, our chances if we play our game.
No doubt.
Yeah, not a disrespect to the other team. I'm sure they feel the same way, but that's how it has to be. But as we all know with competitors, that's what you want. If you just going to play a bunch of cupcakes and walk through and, you know, not have to compete and it not be hard, right? Like, if you're a real competitor, you don't want that. You want, right, to go against the best and to beat the best. And when you do that, you have more satisfaction that you are the best. And I think, you know, that's what makes our league really good is we have a lot of really good teams. And so our guys look forward to it. We have a big battle tomorrow, you know, at home on ESPNU against Samford. And so we're looking forward to that.
No doubt, man. It's a tough, tough league, man. I was going to tell you, man. Yeah, I see you got three guys from my part of the world on your roster, man. So talk about these three young men on your roster, man, and coming down here and getting you some players, man.
Man, it's huge. You know, I mean, Anthony Arrington, Kamari Holmes, Luke Flynn, Cannon Richards, all those guys played high school ball, you know, in Atlanta area. You know, Kamari Holmes from Charlotte moved down to that area, went to Archer. Obviously, Luke Flynn was at Walton, Cannon Richards at Kale. And so those guys, man, those guys have been big for us, all of them. Anthony, Cannon, and Luke and Kamari, those guys have provided a big-time impact. And I just think, you know, our biggest thing is getting guys that are about winning, that are tough and know how to play. And we'll go anywhere to get them. Now, it helps when you only have to go 2.5-3 hours down the road. Makes it a whole lot easier in recruiting, not having to hop on a plane. But, yeah, those guys have all provided big-time, not just points in raw production. Those guys' attitude and energy and spirit have been great. And they've been a big part of why we've had success this year.
No doubt, man. I'm glad you're coming on down I-85 and getting you some players, man, to help you out, man.
There you go.
I hope come on the show helps as well. People can see from there, see you well, man. So, Dwight, man, I'll be cheering for you, man, tomorrow. Best luck to your brother. And I hope we're talking again in a few weeks after that SoCon tournament, brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I appreciate you having me on. Always enjoy it. Always good time talking ball with you.
Anytime, my brother. It's fun as well.
Okay. You take it easy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.